Jonathan is a first-time caller out of Michigan. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All is well. Are you 14 years old for real?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. How can I help you?
I was wondering what you believe someone has to do to go to heaven, what it takes.
Well, only God can decide who he wants to bring or allow to enter into heaven. But if you must be born again. In order to be born again, you do have a chance. But if you're not born again, I doubt if you have a chance to get into heaven.
All right. So is it possible for someone who is born again to not be allowed to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
Yeah, that's why I said it's really up to God, because he knows your heart more than any human being can possibly know. He knows the hearts of mankind. So only he can make that decision who will enter into heaven.
Okay. So let's say if someone believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, because I guess you believe in Jesus Christ, right?
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am a Christian.
And I believe Jesus. So yes.
All right. Well, someone believes on Jesus Christ, right? They believe that he's the only way to heaven. He will never leave him nor forsake him. Is it possible that that person might go to hell?
Yes, it's possible. Only God can decide, Jonathan, because a lot of people say that they believe in Jesus, right? But when you look at them, the way they live, the way they act, they're angry. They're immoral. They hate their neighbors. They don't love all people. But yet they name the name of Jesus. Even in families, you have fathers and mothers who claim to be Christians, but they hate one another. They argue. Mothers tend to impose on the children, causing the children to become angry. So, like I said, only God knows the heart. So only he can make that decision. Whether you say you believe in Jesus or not, no one know that they're going to heaven. Only God knows.
Well, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, it says, and these things I write unto you that believe on the Son of God, that you may know that ye have everlasting life. So why would John write that ye may know that you have everlasting life? If you know that you have everlasting life, that means it's in your conscience. Like, I know that I'm going to heaven. I know that I'm going to live with God in eternity when I die. So,
I don't know why John put the word know there, and I don't know if John did it. You have to realize the Bible has been changed over and over again, and it's been based on the culture at the time. So, but I can tell you, once you are born again, you do have faith and hope, which is the same, that you will go to heaven. You hope that God will see you that way and allow you in, because once you are born again, you start to live from the kingdom of heaven inside of you. And in that, you can see that you're guided by what is right, which is of God. You have no anger. Do you have anger, Jonathan?
You know, the Bible has draws a line between righteous anger and
Jonathan, do you have?
Yeah, I have anger sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we overreact at some things, and that's our sin nature. We are human. We're not in our glorified body yet. So,
how did you become angry?
Probably if I get startled or something, you can get angry at many different
How did you become angry? Who caused you to become angry?
It's not just like a one-time thing, like how I became angry, like at once a certain situation. I'm pretty sure I became angry with with unrighteous anger at least one time, more than one time in my life. So,
at what age did you realize that you have anger?
When did I realize I had anger?
Yeah.
Well, you feel it, and you know, you look back on it.
No, I'm talking about you. Jonathan, at what age did you realize you had anger?
Probably realized that I get angry sometimes, you know?
And what happened that caused you to realize at 10 years old that you get angry sometimes?
I started diving into the Bible, and I got saved at 6, and then...
You got saved at 6?
Yes, I got saved at the age of 6 years old, and then I...
What made you decide you need to be saved at 6? What was happening that you made you think that you need to be saved at 6?
My mom gave me the gospel, and I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's so sad.
And the Bible says, if thou shalt believe with thine heart that God has raised it from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
How did you find my show?
How did I find you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a YouTube channel, and I look up Bible channels, and I found your channel along with it.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this. Do your father know that your mother shoved the Bible down your throat and made you save at 6? Does your father know that happened?
Yeah, my father was a Christian as well.
And he allowed your mother to do that to you?
Do what? Just tell me about Jesus? Yeah.
And it made you, take you to church, shove the Bible down your throat, and make you get saved at 6 years old. Your father allowed your mother to do that to you?
I mean, yeah, sure. Because the Bible says out of the mouth of babes. And I think it's Matthew. And also it says that if you shall have the faith as a little child, thou shalt. If you don't have a faith as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I guess my mom just told me the gospel at that age so that I don't end up, you know, in the future not wanting to receive that gospel. Because sometimes you doubt your family. Sometimes you think about your past and you say, maybe I was wrong about that. But no, the Bible says if you have the faith as a little child.
Do you get angry?
Doubt all your life, that's not faith. Some of the most famous theologians said that.
Jonathan. Do you get angry at your mother sometimes?
Sure. You know, sometimes we have stressful moments.
Amazing. Hold on, Jonathan. Can you hold?
Yeah.
All right. It's so sad. Isn't it sad? A nice kid turned into a robot.
And he thinks that he's saved, but he was set up.
Yeah. It's so sad. Jonathan.
Hello. Hello again.
I'm sorry?
Long time no see. Well, you said earlier...
So, Jonathan, you said you get angry at your mother sometimes?
I mean, there's stressful moments, sure.
What does she do that brings stressful moments for you sometimes?
Sometimes we don't cooperate when we're supposed to obey. We disobey. We get into things and then... No, the Bible says it's time.
And when you disobey her, what does she do?
The Bible says to give us.
No, not what the Bible say. What does your mother do when you disobey her? No, don't tell me what the Bible said. What does your mother do when you disobey her?
My father or my mother?
Your mother.
Sometimes she'll spank us because.
You 14 years old and your mother still spank you? Is your father aware that your mother is spanking you at 14?
Yes.
He allowed that to happen? That. Your father allowed your mother to spank you at 14?
You know, that's what the Bible says.
No. I'm asking about your father. Hey, come back. Your father allowed your mother to spank you at 14 years old?
Sure.
Why doesn't your father stop your mother from doing that?
Because that's what the Bible says to do.
What?
To spank the children. It says, spare not the rod.
So if you need spanking, why doesn't he do it?
Who, my father?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure. I guess it's.
So what?
You know, he's busy sometimes. You know, we have jobs. You know, we paint the house and things like that.
So your father's too busy to spank you?
You know, my dad doesn't have to do everything.
Your father's too busy to spank you?
I don't say he's too busy, but I just. Let me ask you this first.
Do you tell your father that your mother spanked you? Do you ever go and let him know that she did that to you? How do you know he knows your mother spanking you at 14 years old? How do you know he knows?
Because he's there.
Well, I want you to ask him, why does he let your mother spank you rather than stopping her from doing that?
You want me to ask?
Yeah.
Like right now, or?
Is he around?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear that. What was that?
Is your father around right now?
No, he's at his job right now.
Oh, he's not near you. Yeah, when he come home, ask him, why does he let your mother? It's your mother who causes you to be angry, and then when you act out, she spanked you. Ask your father, why is he allowing her to do you that way? It's not going to turn out well for you with her treating you that way. Ask him, why is he allowing her to treat you that way, all right? And let me know what he says. Right. Will you let me know what he says?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. You want to ask me something else?
When I asked you the first question earlier, you said that the Bible's been changed and we can't really rely on the Bible for...
Yeah, there are words in the Bible that's been changed to fit the culture. And so a lot of people are reading it, and because they're intellectual and not insightful, they are believing the intellectual spirit word of it, but they have no idea what it really means. That's why you should learn the Bible like that. The word is written in your heart, and you should follow what's right in your heart, and then you can't go wrong.
All right. Can I ask you a question about that?
What do you think about what I just said first?
You know, I'd like to ask a different question in rebuttal to that.
No, but ask me, respond to what I said, then you can ask me a different question.
It's not really a different question. It's like in rebuttal to what you said.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. So you think that God would use men of God, and use them for thousands and thousands, well, not thousands and thousands, for like 6,000 years, 6,000 years to write his preserved word, and then cause it to just be buried somewhere and not never to be found again.
What do you? I don't know what you mean by preserved word. What do you mean by that?
Like, the Bible says that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So they were speaking the literal word of God by the Holy Ghost.
And what's your question about it?
Do you think that God would just let all that to go to waste and just let it get buried somewhere and never to be found again?
No, that's what he wouldn't. That's why he wrote it in your heart. It's in a secret place in your heart. And only the children of God, those who have been born again, will know that. And so it's not for everybody, only for his children. That's why you must be born again, so you can discover the word in your heart. It made flesh. Because he knew that people would, in their fallen state, would change the words of the Bible.
Well, then why would God just not let his words be kept for the rest of the world? You know, the Bible says that God has a law, and if God has a law, then he would, if someone were to put a law here on the earth, like let's say Congress were to pass a law, like no speeding, no, you have to drive under the speed of 40 miles an hour or something like that. So let's say that they made that law. They would have to do four things. They would have to announce it, put it into effect, preserve it, and not change it, obviously, right?
What does it have to do with God's laws?
Well, God would have to announce it, right? God would have to announce his law, like no murder, right?
Well, those laws are... God's laws are written in your heart. The Bible is a road. The Bible is a road map back to the kingdom of heaven within. He never intended for a human being to learn the Bible, because he knew that that knowledge would kill you.
Well, then why would I guess my question would be, why are so many Christians disagreeing on so many things? Like, God told me this and God told me that. No, God didn't speak to you. Yes, he did. You know, why would there be such a disagreement with that?
Because Satan is their daddy, and they're listening to the thoughts in their head, thinking that they're from God or that they're their own. They don't realize every thought you get is a lie, and that every thought is from Satan and not from God. None are from God at all, and they are from Satan.
So Satan. Between God and Satan.
And Satan. That's a good question. But let me tell you this: Satan interpreted the Bible for them, and so that's why they're so confused about the Bible, because they believe the interpretation of Satan, thinking that it's their own or from God. And you ask how
do you know that it's a wrong interpretation?
Because God doesn't talk to you. He revealed to you. Satan talked to you, and God revealed to you. That's why he said his children would know his voice, because his voice is revelation. It's not words.
What does God reveal to us, though?
The truth.
Well, you know, how does he reveal it to us? Like, just puts it in our hearts for us to know?
Yeah, it's in your heart, and when you become his son, he will reveal all things to you. But you're never going to become his... Hey, I got to tell you this, and you got to run, because it's unfortunate that your mother have caused you to be...
Go back to the original question. Hold on, John.
Your mother have caused you to be addicted to the words in the Bible, and your father didn't stop her from doing it. Unfortunately, you're going to end up suffering.
I started studying the Bible because I was interested in it.
No, you started studying because your mother introduced you to the Bible, took you to church, and made you study the Bible.
But I wasn't reading the Bible until 4 years after I got saved.
They should not have forced you to read the Bible.
They didn't force me. I started reading the book of Matthew when I was 10 years old, and that was on my own will.
No, you did it because you saw them doing it.
No, they weren't. I don't think they were doing it. I don't.
Yeah, your mother was doing it. Mark my word.
I mean, probably behind closed doors or something. I don't know. But, you know, I didn't see my mom doing it when I was 10 years old. You know, I just said, okay, I'm interested in Jesus Christ. I want to learn more about him. So I'm going to start in the book of Matthew, and I'm going to read it cover to cover. And I'm going to see what the Bible says.
Okay, but here's what I want to tell you that I got to run. I want you to ask your father, why does he let your mother spank you at 14? Why is he standing back and allowing her to do that, all right? And I want you to forgive your mother for causing you to become irritated at times. Because if you don't forgive her, you're going to become just like her. You're going to be, your mind and your emotions would be the same as your mother. And forgive your father for not standing between you and your mother. He's afraid of your mother, so he's allowed her to destroy you.
Destroy me? How? By just showing me the Bible and what the Bible says when I was
right. She's indoctrinated. He is allowing your mother to indoctrinate you. Started at the age of six, and your father should not have allowed that to happen.
You sound like all these atheists.
And what do you mean?
You know, I have a YouTube channel, like I said earlier, and I post things about the Bible.
What do you mean I sound like an atheist? What do you mean by that?
Like, they'll say, your mom is forcing you to read the Bible. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, do me a favor. I understand that you're stuck on it now, and I understand that you can't see for right now. But just ask your father, why is he allowing your mother to spank you at six? Ask him why does he stop her from doing that. And let me know what he says, all right?
All right.
Thank you, Jonathan. Call me again. Let me know what he says about that.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. So sad, folks. It's no different than going to a liberal college or high school and just intellectually learn. Somebody messed them up. Such a sad way to live. He's going to be unhappy.